Welcome to So and Nick episode 44, where we talk about animation, comics, cartoons, anime, and everything in between. No video games, unfortunately, or live action movies. That's a different podcast. I'm your host, as always, So.
And I am Nick.
And this is the So and Nick Show, episode 44. So you know what we're about, as we always start off. What are you watching or reading, Nick, as far as animation-wise?
I am watching To Your Eternity, a sad anime that... That noise, that those squeaks you might hear, is a dog.
Barbara made for my dogs.
I am probably going to watch the next season, or the newest season of Seven Deadly Sins just came out. I haven't watched it yet. Mm. I'm going to watch it.
Did you watch the previous season?
Yes.
And what were your feelings on it? Because some people were upset.
I know, like, people were upset about the animation. Well, I don't care, because it's getting towards the end of the series.
Well, not just that, but the big climactic battle with the main character, that one guy, and it just kind of, like, fizzles out.
Yeah.
Well, I was just curious. I don't keep up with that show, but I know, like, people were upset about that.
That was fine.
There's also one show we'll talk to before we get to it, but before we get to that...
I started to watch America, the motion picture. Oh, it's shit. There's no reason watch it, but... I wanted to see how much money they spent on this. They spent a good amount of money on this. The animation looks decent.
Okay. It's just a shit story and a shit movie. A shit premise. You could have watched the I can't say it right. The No Game No Life movie that's on Netflix.
Hmm.
But you didn't. It's a lot of shit you could have watched. But
watched Rick and Morty. Plan to watch more Rick and Morty at some streaming platform, if available. If not, I will find a way. If I have to VPN and go to another country to do it, maybe.
I don't think you can get it with our VPNs.
You can.
Well, Rick and Morty is, like, banned in some countries. Like, they won't show it in Canada. Yeah, even though it's weird, because in Canada...
On UK's Netflix, they have Rick and Morty.
Old seasons or new? Because they have the old seasons.
I don't know.
See, it's the old seasons. Because they have the old seasons, technically, or they had on Netflix, and then they have it on HBO Max, but you just can't find the new seasons. iTunes did that 1 year, the pickle rip of it. It was like literally the next day you could get it, but I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Let me see about reading.
But yeah, so we both watched the first episode of Rick and Morty. You want to talk about it?
I liked it. It seems like it's a good way to start it back up. Just finally put that nail in the coffin of Morty's possible relationship.
I don't think he's ever gonna, like, because then she's like, well, she'll just be friends. I don't think he's ever gonna get in a relationship with Jenny.
Yeah, I'm saying that's like, but it's just like, it took 5 seasons and like, no, it's not gonna happen.
Because even like,
it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the joke. He thinks he's gonna, as teenage progressing, you're always gonna try, and he's gonna keep on trying, but it's just not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. I like that as soon as somebody else tried to flirt with her, she just shut that shit down. So I'm like, oh, cool. So it's not just him. She's just done with everything.
I mean, we've seen the past episodes where, like, they literally created the zombie, the bug apocalypse because of it. And then that episode, I know it was the Crystal episode, mm-hmm, where he was doing the odd get with her, and then he just couldn't. So
and then
it's never going to happen.
Mr. Nimbus was pretty good.
He was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. And then Beth and Jerry.
They had a three-way with Mr. Nimbus. Yeah.
Do you care that Beth might not be the original Beth? She might be the clone?
I kind of don't care anymore. Really, at first, I kind of did, but I was like, they're technically their own two
separate people at this point, so who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I was like, so
that Beth likes Jerry and is their parents for the most part, and the other Beth is a badass, you know, space-faring pirate lady who's more interesting.
They established with the kids that they have a relationship with the other Beth too, so everything's cool, you know.
Yeah,
it's the Brickstead Dick.
Yep.
But yeah, we both watched that. So you haven't been reading nothing really, right, comic wise, or
not right now?
Okay.
Well, I've been I caught up on everything.
Well, you know your boy, so
I read one of the mangas you brought back, or last time, the alien one.
Oh, My Sweet. What did you think of it?
It was nice.
Yeah, I like it.
It was pretty wholesome. I mean, it's, you know, naked through half of it, or more than
you know. We gotta get that edgy feel.
But I mean, besides, you know, the boobies out, It's pretty wholesome for the most part.
It's about him and his housewife, and they have a kid together. And she's alien, a different species, and it's all about that. So, I'm sorry, doggy.
I might have to take him out.
You want to pause this?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll sorry about this, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay, sorry about that. We're back. What were you talking about?
So, we were talking about, as I pull my chair closer, maybe that's what that big thunk was. What I'm reading, as far as this audio podcast, I always had to bring visuals for Nick's.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some comics among us. We'll breeze through real quick.
Yeah, you've actually got a good amount this time.
Yeah, well, they stacked up a couple of weeks. First one we got is actually just an art book. I always just liked when Street Fighter does like sci-fi or specials. You remember like when Marvel used to like swimsuit editions and stuff? That's all it is. There's a Dan Cyborg in it, but I always just like the art and stuff. It's fun to have. So why Nick flips through that? We also have MFKZ, the comic book. It's just a comic book. I don't know if it's an anime. It's on Netflix. I highly recommend watching it. I like how Vince Staples does it in the dub.
That's sexual.
It is very sexual. Yes, that too. Is that Dan? Or I don't know who that was. But I thought it was cool to pick up a variant. Then we have, again, because we're talking about it. This is a comic book. It was like a comic anime. It's Space Pirate Captain Harlock. Which, I'm curious story. Just continues his story in comic form. I've always been a fan of Captain Harlock, space pirate. So continue to read that because I'm a Sonic Mark.
Is it the anime or is it like or the manga? Or
yeah, it's
like
the manga.
Is it the manga or is it an adaptation?
It's his own new story, but it's like in the form of kind of like the anime.
But it's drawn like the manga.
Yes, it's drawn like the manga.
Or the anime.
The anime, yes, drawn like the.
But cleaner, huh? Yeah. That's weird.
They actually have a Lady Harlock.
Is it adapted by Americans, or is it still Japanese made?
Good question. I'm pretty sure he's a foreigner based off his name.
I'm guessing that sounds French to me.
Yeah, so maybe it's adapted by a French artist. But they put the based off the creator, a Japanese creator.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe it's a French artist. I don't know. They, as you can see, obviously they have some concept art in the back. Maybe they're doing rough sketches, so it's kind of cool.
Nice. Kind of reminds me of like looking at anime books whenever I was younger, like the ones that teach you how to draw.
Yeah,
that's what that kind of looks like in the back. I mean, not in a bad way, but just
no. I hear you. There's actually gonna be a panel about that at Convalooza. I'll plug her because I'm going through her panel, talking about like how like people learning from manga books and different techniques that learn outside of manga books if you want to get into draw. They have a beginner and intermediate course. I'm gonna go to beginner because I'm curious. Cause I need to brush up on my drawing skills. You gotta have love, Robo Mika. fucking that, we also have Sonic the Hedgehog, issue 41. I just love the suddenly diddly, obviously, Xena, the MV one. So, anytime she's an issue, I gotta pick her up. She's one of my waifus. I'm a Sonic Mark. But you can put it back there if you wanna look through it. Continuing with Ultra Mega, issue 4. Just continues more of a casual battle. I'm gonna read this until it ends. I just love me some Ultra Mega. I'm going to shout out my panel at Combo. This is Talking Comics, because I feel like Ultra Meta, Comics Chit Chat, doesn't get enough love. It's a good kaiju one. You can look through it if you want to.
Probably just pick up the trade once it's done. Maybe.
It's going to be a lot. Those issues are like $7.99 an issue. I'm like, fuck.
That's fine.
But
Come on, I got $100. I see that. The visible. Right there.
Yeah. And it's a hardcover. I don't know shit. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot. I'm not that guy. I'll buy just individuals or if they like sell.
I mean, if it comes in, like, that seems like a good enough book. Like, if they have a hardcover copy or a hardcover version of that, I'll probably buy it.
Yeah, like, because I bought, what did I buy? I bought, like, it's all my wishes been forever. Like, I want to buy the Darkness Compendium and Witchblade Compendium, but they're fucking, like, $50.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just never going to buy it.
I'm just bad about reading comics lately.
Yeah, that's my route, too. Yeah.
So whenever I do it, I binge and I like. Yeah. Like I was reading what was it, Harlan County, and I didn't read it until after I was just one day while I was cleaning my room, like I'm gonna sit down and read it, and then like read through both of the volumes.
That's how I am.
So that's like 8 comics in a day. Yeah. For, I mean, that's not, you know, if you get your stack from like the comic book shop, that's not a lot, but
it's probably the same. I was like, but like that's kind of how I am too. But
I'll usually like just complete an entire series, like especially manga. If it's a complete series, I'll read it in a day or two.
Yeah, well, manga is that's, and I'll get to that too. Like that's kind of zone. But yeah, because I always like any way to save money, just read whatever storyline before you buy another one because you keep buying them. So, like, I can't buy a new manga or something until I finish the one series.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so certain series I'm interested into as far as even manga and comics. Or, obviously, I have Vampirilla in my hand. Avengers of Vampirilla, this continues the story. It seems like, before I get to what I was about to say, Vampirilla's wrapping up, it seems like. So, they're probably going to get new creators pretty soon. I don't know if you want to look, or you can just put it on the side. But, like, so I bought, because I've been kind of on a Grant Morrison kick, and Mark, everyone forget the time Mark Miller and them work together. I bought this at the thrift store online, thriftbooks.com, mm-hmm. and it was, like, super cheap. I think it was, like, $1.35, and it's obviously it's older than used. I haven't read it yet, but I'm looking forward to read it. You can tell, obviously, it's older. But I just, mm-hmm. like,
because you can see yellow tinge to the outside of it.
So I was, like, that's why it was so cheap. I was, like, it was a thrift store. So every now and then, I usually ride, unless it's, like, a newer series, I'll buy the trade paperbacks, and I buy them cheaper, because sometimes you can find them cheaper, because I haven't read this, but I'm going to look at. Then for the last three comic picks before I get to my manga picks of what I've been reading, obviously Shadow Man,
mm-hmm.
Robin I've been reading, and then you know I love me some Spawn Universe, which is like a big 300 issue that having some big special.
Is that his daughter or somebody else?
No, someone else. She's called She-Spawn. Which is his female. That's Lou, she's called.
Isn't that what his daughter was called or something? Or was she just called Spawn?
I remember his daughter was a member of the Wildcats.
I don't know. A different Spawn future. Universe is fucking weird.
But I remember that was cool because, like, it was a crossover of Wildcats. Again, you know, I love me some Wildcats. Nick is like, every fucking time he brings up Wildcats.
Is the Gunslinger a good Spawn?
And this version, yes.
But most of them aren't, if I remember correctly.
Most of them are. Like, they've been, in this storyline, they're finding Omega Spawn, which is a giant-sized Spawn, and he's, like, a bad one. Obviously, Medieval Spawn's probably not the best, or Dark Age Spawn. But, yeah, most Spawns are not, but Gunslinger, because I guess he's, like, one of the oldest Spawns, he's a good, he teams up with Hal Simmons Spawn in this one.
He's the best Spawn, I mean, except the part
they kind of argue, they kind of...
Gave up his godly fucking powers to...
That was newer recently. I remember the original story. He just said, fuck it, and I...
Died? Killed himself?
Yeah, that was it. That was, again, the story. And then they brought him back. Then he gave... Yeah, so I was like... And that's Shadow Man. If you look at the cover, you can see where Dorian got the inspiration from his mask, and even in Robin, why I just love those artistic styles. If anyone ever wonders why Soul this comes from...
Fuck, I love me some voodoo.
Yeah, I do too. Shadow Man's
kind of
want to
just like read up on it
more. Oh, I could give you some old. Well,
no, I'm talking about like the actual culture, like the Haitian.
Maybe roots not.
And shit like that.
Ooh, have you? I'll talk about it because it's related to Shadow Man. Do you know anything about Serpent and a Rainbow or that whole?
I haven't heard that.
I'll tell you about that podcast, but I was like, maybe not.
Oh, this is whenever.
Yeah, it's Damian Robin that's at this time. But apparently in this story of Robin, before I get to my mangas, he's in some kind of death tournament, and it's like other like superheroes and stuff.
Ra's al Ghul's trying to do shit to his grandson again.
Of always, yep, that's the big spoiler at the very end. But yeah, so I'm always just curious about it. I like the art style too, and it's kind of just a fun story. I don't know if I'll stick with it, but I'm reading it so far. As far as mangas, we have Precious Woman Executive Miss Black General. There's something I want to say about it, but I can't remember. We have There's a Demon Lord on a 4, Volume 6.
Oh, is this just a comedy, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's a gag manga.
Look, I don't even see that many boobies. I mean, they're
boobies.
You're
waiting for it, yeah. why does everything Dorian got... So, I keep fucking... I'm fucking up. We're not in this. But why does everything So has to have boobies?
I mean, the listeners
know. I know, majority, so but not everything that has boobies.
A lot of them do, though.
Yes, a lot of them do, Nick, but not everything.
Flaming boobies.
Yes, flaming boobies. The best kind. Then we have Destiny Lover Volume 4. And...
Yeah, this is just gag.
Yep. And
I like the sharp edges.
Yeah, they do. And then we have You Good Old UH Holder Volume 20. But that's probably much it as far as we're reading it. Well, except one show, which we'll get. I guess we'll talk about it now, because technically there is going to be animation of it this Wednesday. So that's a massive troll move. But, so, I guess getting into somewhat the news, but before we get to that, so it is confirmed that there's going to have a crossover with the Simpsons and the Loki character, whether it's going to be in the Loki series this week, or it's going to be its own episode. I think this might just be a cameo of the Simpsons, like he's traveling from dimension to dimension, and somehow he gets to the Simpsons dimension.
Or they're just doing a Treehouse of Horrors thing, since...
That could also be that, too, but we'll find out, or I think we'll find out this weekend,
mm-hmm.
but... So because of that, I was like, I would open the floor because we've both been watching it. Loki, if anything you want to talk about it or say about it or thoughts or opinions.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
Like, we could talk about theories and stuff, but
I don't need to.
I mean,
not yet.
It's very much a, like, it seems like a more competent Doctor Who. If that's, I mean,
I never watched Doctor Who, so I couldn't really compare it, but
It is
interesting.
There's a lot of...
Yeah, that is straight edgy. That's real close to being a fucking...
straight doujin?
Yes, a straight doujin of porno, like hentai.
Yeah.
But it's very close. But it's not. It's super edgy, though.
It's like every...
Do you remember the plot of
Every other page has a naked woman.
Yeah, do you remember the plot of Destiny Lover? I know I explained on the podcast. You want to explain again? Well, it is... the big kicker is we figure out like why these women are kidnapping these virgins, these dudes, and trying to steal their virginity, because they're in this post-apocalyptic future apparently where some virus broke out, and anyone that has sex transforms is like raging monster whatever. But because of that, you know, the birth rate is on decline. So with these women. Very similar to Prince. I figured they had to capture these men that never had sex and force them to have sex with them so they could bury their children to keep the population growing. But if these men have sex, they'll die. And they find out, so it's like, they're not trying to get... Women are trying to take their virginity, but...
Why take their virginity? Just jerk the dudes off.
It's not... You gotta bury... You gotta... It was inserted up in your hoo-ha?
Yeah. It's called, fucking... assisted reproduction. People do it all the time.
Well, but then you got to get them erect because, like, these men are trying not to be erect.
They can't even nut. Is that what you're telling me? They can't even nut.
Or it's very comical and weird. But
that's
like,
stupid.
It's very stupid. But I kind of dig
it's
it.
It's like what happens when they just wake up and their pants are wet all of a sudden. They're like, oh no, last night.
Yeah.
And then they just become a big monster that has to go fuck or something.
No, you just can't You just can't have sex. You can jack off, but you can't.
Then why do they need to have sex with the guys? They could just be like, hey, can we get a sample?
Because the women don't want... The guys don't want to have sex with the women because of that.
I get that. So why don't they just... Hey, it's like, hey, we want to keep the human population going. Can you jerk off into the specimen container for me? I'll get the fucking turkey baster and put it up there myself.
Well, I guess we'll find out that next volume, but they don't find that out until like the very end of this volume. Because there's a mystery behind it, so maybe that's why. And then by the time they find it out...
These women are stupid in this... it sounds like everybody's stupid in there.
Well, like, because no one tells them, like it's all a mystery how we find out.
It's like the men are stupid, the ladies are stupid.
Well, if you just don't know, you just don't know. So it's all like it's all a mystery. But yeah, so another thing I guess I love about Loki... I was like, just yeah, it's an
interesting. I feel like I sounded sexist there for a moment, but I think...
That's sexist white Nick. But yeah, it's pretty much... I guess we'll get to the news. We don't have too much.
I mean, what did we want to discuss about Loki? I think most of it.
Yeah, in the show, whatever. Like, it's okay.
I hope he interacts with an animated version of himself.
Yeah, I know you really want to.
Because that would be pretty weird.
They probably interact with an animated version of himself, but I don't know if they're going too far into, like... Because they got to hire other actors to play different versions of those other...
What if they just use, like, the Marvel Avengers version of him? Like, the animated series ones they had of him? Pretty sure they had a couple of them.
They might do that. I think they might do that. Of Loki, yes.
Yeah.
Of Loki, they might do that. I won't put it past them. I mean, they're doing a lot already. Yeah, because there's different variants of Loki.
I was saying that the old man Loki's going to be evil.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I kind of feel like Loki himself is evil, but like how evil? Is there layers to it, I guess? I don't know.
He's kind of just been...
Like, Morbius literally said...
He's
been
a scamp for a while.
Well, Morbius was
not a scamp. He did like fuck...
He's killed people, and he was a villain in the Avengers movie, and he's done like devious stuff. That's why I was like, people try... Okay, here's my regard.
But he's like Vegeta now.
Which Vegeta probably did kill people in his past life.
What are you talking about? He fucking annihilated fucking
so
people.
So I was like, wait, are we supposed to forget all that?
Yeah, like Vegeta.
I didn't forget about that Vegeta. I thought that was cool about Vegeta, but like Vegeta...
You thought that was cool about Vegeta?
Because he was a badass.
That's a guy who murdered so many planets.
Yeah, Vegeta just has that aura.
It's like, I don't care, I have blue hair and I'm
And then they try to rewrite it.
Let's have sex.
Yeah, that's true. And then they try to rewrite it because like, technically he was under the dictatorship of Frieza. Frieza was under the dictatorship of Beerus. So I always wanted, like, you know, for you to get that give Beerus his comeuppance, but it never happened.
I think it's going to get to that point.
Although
where
you're
Goku's going to just fucking murder him.
Although, that's technically part of news. DBZ Super is apparently returning with another movie. Mm-hmm. I told us she is. And so I was like, I guess they're going to fight that new goat dude in the manga.
I don't know.
Yeah, who fucking knows?
Eventually, Goku is going to kill Beerus. Or Vegeta.
I want Vegeta to kill Beerus. I just feel like that would be the perfect circle. Because Vegeta would get his time to spot.
And then he gets to be the god of death in that universe.
And then that would fuck shit up. Because then the Goku. Then
Goku's going to be the god of life somehow. Yeah,
because they're going to have to bounce out. Because that would go to Vegeta's head. Because that's Vegeta's character. He's super cocky, you know. And the prince. The saying the prince.
No, that reminds me of, like, there was this.
Go on.
DBZ Online game.
Yes.
Where it was like an MMO.
Yeah.
And, like, the story was, is that eventually, like, him, or Vegeta and Goku got so, like, they got old, and like, okay, you know what, we're gonna just have one final battle, and then just go to another fucking planet and destroy it as they're, like,
beating each other
to fucking death.
That's kind of,
just the most ultimate fight they can do. And then somehow, their DNA just, like, spread across the universe, so suddenly that's why there's so many Saiyans in this MMO.
Wow, that's interesting. That seems kind of neat. I know that's technically what happened with him and Frieza. They basically killed a planet they fought to death.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of interesting. That'd be kind of... That is neat. So, news, I guess?
I mean, does Vegeta have Ultra Instinct yet?
No, he has, like, his own weird thing. He went, like, a different route. I guess potentially they could give it to him, but he went a different route. So I'm like, and that's why I was like, man, Vegeta always gets shafted. I feel like I know people love Goku. I love Goku too, but I also like Vegeta. And then Gohan, I guess he's just kind
of
there.
And depending on which version of Goku, he's an asshole. I think is he better in the English dub than he is in the Japanese?
No, it's about the same, man.
Or is he worse in... I can't remember, because there's one of the versions, he's more of an asshole, or more of a fight-hungry person than in the other adaptation.
Maybe pretty fight-hungry in the English dub, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's Goku's character.
He's a shit dad.
Yeah, he's not the best dad. People were like, well, Piccolo's more of a fuck. Except that my past co-host was like, well, what about that one time Piccolo left Gohan in the wilderness to die?
He didn't. He was there the entire time
watching. We literally, like, fight him like, Gohan didn't know that. He was like, I'm going to die out.
Gohan didn't know that, but also Piccolo butted off from a fucking evil dictator.
That's true. King Piccolo. That's true.
He became a dad instead of, like, his mortal enemy, the man who killed his father. Instead, he's just like, I'm gonna raise your son.
I always remember the race car episode where they try to go get driver's license.
Yeah, it's like you killed my father. You're the reason why I exist. I'm gonna raise your fucking son. That's my revenge.
Ultimate revenge. So I guess we're getting the news. There's nothing to us.
And then he's gonna be a fucking nerd. He won't even like fighting. It's because of me.
That was Gohan for the longest time.
And Chi-Chi. His true parents.
And Chi-Chi was like, I don't want him to be a fighter.
Yeah.
News? Or Loki still? I don't know. Nothing else about Loki? I guess not asked. Move on to news.
I've enjoyed it. I think having the conversation we were having on the phone was enough. I hope they do little bits of, like, weird, even weirder shit than they already are.
You like the weird shit, I know. They probably will.
Yeah.
I don't know how many
episodes. I want it to get, like, fucking Doom Patrol weird. They have the opportunity to do it, too.
I don't want that, but...
I mean, they're not going to go into, like, somebody's mind and...
I mean, there's some weird shit Loki's done in the comics. Yeah. Where he's fucked people. Like, Lady Sif specifically, not even, like,
I think in the comics he was a Sorcerer Supreme for a little bit, and then since Doctor Strange...
He was a female for a while. That's why, like,
and then he was female Loki for a while.
It's weird, man.
And
Agents of Asgard, when he tries to make his own Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in Asgard, and...
I think because of that, Stephen Strange got an upgrade, and now he's like the god of fucking magic because Loki did some bullshit. He's like, okay.
I did not
He's
know
just
that.
A catalyst. That's how they use him in the comics. And I guess that's what they said in the show. It's like,
yeah, that's true.
His role is a catalyst. He makes other people stronger.
No, you're right. You're right.
He took the Sorcerer Supreme job from Stephen Strange. What did he do? He got the fucking branch from the Tree of Fucking Life in Asgard and became the god of fucking magic.
Yeah, they've done a lot of stuff.
Some weird shit.
They've done a lot of weird stuff with.
They just make him a catalyst now. They don't even make him, like, a true villain anymore.
I kind of disagree with that, but they've done a lot of stuff with, like, Strange
stuff. I mean, okay.
I mean, it's still, like, we talk about it on the phone.
I mean, it's villainous.
He's a villain, I guess, far as Harley Quinn's still a villain, because they'll still kill and do
evil
shit.
But he's, like, a gray person more, not, like...
purely. Well, they tried to do that with Harley Quinn too, and I'm like, yeah, but they're still like. At the end,
they
like,
don't want her to be a villain anymore.
I know what I'm saying, but she still she
like,
is.
There's like, I think the idea of her toxic relationship with the Joker's run its course, so they're like, okay.
And I feel like they just did that because, like, oh, you know, we have to be more PC correct. You know, we can't have Joker just fucking be in there and be.
But also, it's like characters have to evolve to some extent.
That's true. I feel like there's different ways you can do it, though. What maybe it's the writing, but I feel like there's other ways you can go around it. I was like, I don't know. That's just me.
I'm fine with her being just an anti-hero.
Nah, she's always gonna be like
she's a dabbling like burglar for the most part, but then she fucking murders people.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Captain Boomerang and Reverse Flash in Suicide Squad. You're always a fucking villain, and you always will be. Because they told her that, and she was like, you know, cause she murdered like a dude and a bunch of kids, and like she was having like, oh shit, I'm a bad person. And I was like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. But I digress.
But also, depending on like what comic universe it is,
that's
like,
true.
People
that's
just
true
fucking too. Die all the time, and they don't give a shit. Like
that is true,
including heroes killing villains, and they don't give a shit.
Can you recite some sources? Comics?
I don't know. You can just watch the MCU.
Well, that's
fucking Tony Stark just takes out goons like they're a fucking paper.
That's the MCU, and then like he's like, and then he gets butthurt about, you know, the whole Civil War thing, you know, because one kid dies. And I was like, wait a minute, what
it's
about
like,
all that time
in
Iron? Yeah,
in your movies, you're just murdering folks.
You mean literally this person you found about like literally 5 minutes before, and now you're getting all high and mighty? Anyways, yeah, but
I mean,
but that's why we talk about cartoons and
I
anime instead of the
okay,
MCU.
Well, we'll go back to the comics. In the comics, they were setting that up for a while. He saw that the Civil War was going to happen
true.
And all that.
The first one? Yeah, that's true. You're right. That was when...
They just didn't do it as well. They should have set it up in previous like movies, but they didn't. I mean,
that's
the
they
thing,
set though,
it up with the drama.
Yeah, that's true.
But not like with the character interactions.
That's
like,
the thing.
They set it up with the world, but not with the characters.
No, you're right there. We're going to tie it to the comics. That's the thing with the MCU universe. It was like, they want to do something. I know a lot of, like, you know, obviously with Sony, now they're getting the rights to, like Spider-Man. There's so much they can do with X-Men and other Fantastic Four's limiting, too. Kane the Conqueror is... We're talking about Loki. I don't think it's a spoiler. He's going to be an Ant-Man, but he's appeared in a lot of the Fantastic Four comics. He's
and everybody thinks Kane the Conqueror is going to show up in Loki.
I thought he was. Nick doesn't think so, but I could be wrong. But
I think it's going to be some amalgamation character.
It could be. A lot of people do think it's going to be Kane the Conqueror, but, you know, maybe Nick is right. We'll find out. I think it's just going to be a cameo.
Or it's going to be a Loki.
I'd be okay with that. I think we talked about that. Because that's literally
like
the fucking name. It's like variants.
Yeah.
Like Loki. The
like
font
a
and everything.
Genuinely evil fucking Loki.
That was like, I'm the pinnacle of bad. You thought you were bad. Like Red Skull is pretty bad, but Ultimate Red Skull. Woo! That guy.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so I guess as far as Loki, we'll get to the news on how many minute mark we are on.
27.
No, it's not too bad. So first news I have, you know, making a Loud House movie? You watch Loud House?
No, I thought they didn't want to make more of that because the creator was...
We've had this discussion several times. Creator's not attached, but they kept going.
Yeah, but I thought that's why they didn't keep it going, because the creator...
No, it's one of the most popular shows on Nickelodeon. It was outscoring SpongeBob. Yeah, so they were like, well, let's fucking... Oh, and apparently fucking Patrick Starr is getting a spinoff. Hear about that shit?
I mean, how was Camp... Coral doing?
Was that a show? Like a SpongeBob spinoff?
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know about that.
Were they all kids?
I did not know about that.
It's 3D animated.
Oh, I've heard about that. I didn't watch it. I don't think it's doing well. But SpongeBob is their biggest property right now, so I was like...
I mean, it's been their biggest property since we were kids.
Yeah, so I was like, of course they're gonna run into the ground. Like, what else does Nickelodeon have? The live-action shit?
Jimmy Neutron? Meme to hell?
They don't even make... And then... Planet Sheen, the same thing. The spinoff didn't work.
Yeah.
Very Odd Panelists, same fucking thing. Butch Hartman, that guy, weesh. Yeah, you know.
We didn't talk about that. You said you wanted... No, you said you wanted... You heard some more stuff about him and you wanted to talk about him, but we did.
It is very...
It is animation related.
It's bad. It was like, okay. Maybe... I can't remember what it was. And I kind of like... I don't want to talk about it on podcast because it's like...
What, slander, possibly?
Yeah, it's bad.
Allegedly.
Okay, allegedly. I was like, yeah.
Just say that. You're good.
I just can't remember. It was like something, it was bad about his character, though, and it was like, and I like his creation stuff, don't get me wrong, but And I
allegedly he rips off people all the time.
Yeah,
and doesn't pay people.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, he's apparently allegedly notorious for that. And like, I just don't know, man. Like, he's a. It's hard to talk because, like, I was like, okay, I get, like, you know, his Christian belief. You don't want to do the right thing, and he's helped out transgender people. And then he goes and shit, like, about, like, how, like, you know, disabilities and ripping out people and his art style. I'm like, and then he tried to shit on Teen Titans Go, and then I saw, like, his shit he did with. I was, so I don't fucking know, man. He's a really weird dude. He's in anime. He was in that one live action Nickelodeon show. I forget what it was called. But.
He's just a weird notorious topic. Figure. Yes. Okay, back to news. Sorry.
So yeah, Loud House Movie is coming.
Yeah.
You can now also get, I'm kind of skipping around, Sonic Boom, the complete first season on Blu-ray, over 9 hours.
I heard that was a pretty popular series.
Yeah, it was pretty comical. The game fucking sucked, but the show was actually pretty funny. Yeah. So if you're a fan of Sonic Boom, you can get on Blu-ray. Did you see the trailer for Courage the Cowardly Dog crossover with Scooby-Doo?
No.
Well, they're doing a crossover at that, one of those movies. And the original creator...
A movie.
You can Google it. It looks bad. Hustis is going to be in it, Courage, obviously. But it's like the Scooby-Doo game with Scooby-Doo. They visit... It's going to be a TV movie, obviously. No, straight to
video. So, magic purple dog with a talking dog.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, Courage talks, too, but yeah.
He goes...
The things I do for love...
Full-blown sentences, unless it's talking to people.
Courage the Cowardly Dog and crossover Scooby, and then the original creator of Courage the Cowardly Dog is not going to be tied with it. So
I mean, of course not.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want nothing to do with this.
Why does WB keep putting Scooby Gang with every fucking thing that they own?
I think because at one time Scooby Doo was the highest property ever, much like Zombie Island. And because he's also the oldest property, they just keep remaking stuff with him.
Mm.
So that's why, pretty sure.
Keep it out of the public domain?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking obliterated because Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
Yeah. You see the trailer for Jellystones?
I did not.
Oh, you like this. It's going to be on HBO Max. Have you heard about Jellystones before I explain it?
It's...
I mean, if the name fucking... Okay, so... You know how Hanna-Barbera, Yogi Bear, and all Hanna-Barberas from Top Cat, Snagglepuss, all those dudes are all going to be in a new HBO Max series called Jellystone, with all those characters, the wacky racer dudes too, Speed Buggy, Muggsy, Dick Dastardly, you know, Captain Caveman, all those dudes are going to be in a Jellystone series comedy, and it looks very funny, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be HBO Max exclusive.
What's it supposed to be like?
It's just like...
A variety show, or is it going to be like those characters but with adult themes, or what?
I guess a variety show. It looks like it's still for kids. It might have some, you know, hidden adult humor. Okay. It does look like very much of like the regular show, like style. Like, as
did they change the designs of the characters?
Yeah, they did. It looks like regular show. You have to look at
this. Is it the regular show, or are they just co-opting the guy's style?
I think it's just co-opting it. I mean, they all went to Cal Arts, so, you know.
That doesn't mean shit.
You say people that, have but...
independent style.
You say that, but... You know, apparently there's a Toy Story and Lilo the Stitch manga. I know we talked about Lilo and Stitch manga before, but I didn't know there was a Toy Story one as well. I was like, that's different.
Yeah.
But did you see the trailer for He-Man?
Yes.
Thoughts? I thought it looked good. I'm excited. July 23rd. There's a lot of shit coming to July
23rd. It seems like everybody got an upgrade.
Yeah.
Adam is actually separate from He-Man. Like, he's actually gets buff, which
I know they tried to do that in the Toonami one, the 2000 one. So it has very much that art style and looks like that. So I was like...
And he's got fucking the Joker as the Skeletor.
Oh, yeah. Mark Hamill.
Yeah
that's kind of cool. You'll be going, meh, He-Man.
Yeah, He-Man.
Yeah. Do you know... Do you know about...
Beast Man.
Yeah.
Go get He-Man.
You did talk about that one time.
I need more straps.
You do a pretty good Skeletor. I'll give you that compliment. We did talk about that one time that the Bam Margera, whatever guy...
Bam Margera.
From Jackass fame. He did a He-Man song.
Oh.
With Beastman.
He got a restraining order from his director from the...
I am not surprised.
Jackass movies. Yeah,
I am not surprised.
Which yeah. They were shooting one, so that's
yeah, they're shooting a new one. Yeah, that'll be our other podcast. We talk about that podcast. It's weird because we're never gonna get the piss tunnel.
That's gross.
It was gross. That was one of his ideas. They're not gonna use that. But yeah, Steve was still gonna be in. So I was Johnny Knox, but oof, being way off topic, instead of animation. Have you ever heard about the comic Moonlight Mile?
No.
Neither have I. But apparently. This is why I brought up. It's been a hiatus for 10 years, and it's coming back after 10 years. So what the fuck does that mean?
2010 comic is coming back.
Yes, manga, yes.
Or manga.
Yes. Japanese comic, technically, I guess you're right, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess, shit.
I can show you like how the cover post looks, but I'm just like, what the fuck? I had no idea about it, and I had to read the article, but I'm like, 10 years?
Yeah.
He just was like, you know what? It's time to restart it. We never finished the story. I'm like, what?
I mean, there's a few mangas where I'm like, oh, it went on hiatus, and then, like, the creator got sick or passed away or something, and I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Like Berserk or One Piece or Hunter x Hunter.
Or My Alien Wife, he passed away.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That explains why the guy never did anything in-house. Well, I mean, if you read the end, you see why, like, My Sweet Alien, why he never did in-house. I didn't know he passed away, though.
Yeah, I'd looked him up, and I'm like, oh, is there other mangas he did? Nope. And he was like, because he passed away in 2015.
I didn't know he passed away. That's why he didn't do any other mangas. The High School of the Dead guy passed away. I know like manga is a popular industry in Japan as well. Like, but I don't think those manga artists just get taken care of well. Because a lot of them
don't take care of themselves.
Maybe that's it too.
Maybe
like you have to like take hiatuses. Like
encourages you to.
But you also got to take care of yourself.
They're encouraged to like just be workaholics and get their art out. And in the process, they neglect themselves or something. Maybe.
Yeah, because I heard like the creator of Hunter x Hunter in real life, he has like a hoarding problem, and then he's like married to like one of like the main characters, not the main characters, one of the main creators of the Sailor Moon. So everyone's like, does she just fucking deal with it or what the fuck?
Or they have their own separate spaces.
It's probably good. It's probably that too. But it's still like, how do you gotta like, you can't like live. I don't know, man. That's all another topic. So we actually have some UQ hoarder news. So he says the creator of this manga, the guy is also Ken Asuma. He also did Love Hina, whatever. He's apparently married to a Japanese idol girl. Anyways, but he says that the manga is going to conclude in 9 chapters. So the manga is coming to a close.
So is My Hero Academia.
Yeah, but fuck that show. And that I don't care about that. I care about UQ Corner. That's what people should be reading instead of that.
Studio MAPPA put out the trailer for Chainsaw Man.
That is part of news.
Fucking cinematic as fuck. Hopefully the entire anime looks like that.
We may never get Fire Punch, but that trailer probably good. And that show, the manga's good. I'm not as big into that show, but I know it's popular, so I know people, it's going to be
hit. What, Chainsaw Man?
Yeah.
It's gonna be either you're gonna get it or you're not kind of thing, and it's gonna be gory and bloody as hell. So I hope it just doesn't get censored to fucking hell.
Oh, that would suck. I don't think it would.
Like Terraformers.
So season one,
where half of it was like black screen for every.
Season one's very like out there. Then season two, and you're like, I guess they.
But we'll see. Studio MAPPA's doing pretty good, but they're kind of, you know. Kind of hit or miss, kind of, because they're kind of acting like other big studios, like Toei, where it's like, you know, their flagship shit looks like looks awesome as hell, but then their other projects might not look as great, like
Isekai.
Not Isekai. I wasn't talking about the genre. Yusuke on Netflix, that was MAPPA as well.
I did not know.
It's like the music was the best thing in that show, but the like storytelling and the animation was kind of
It's hit a bit with studios. Yeah. I guess not everyone can be Gainax or Trigger. I mean, even if you saw, they've had some misses too, but some people be with other studios. Which actually a convention about it.
I think that's just because they're getting the money right now, so they're just trying to make as much as they can.
Yeah, you're right.
Like you know, keeping people employed and all that shit.
I can see that too. You know, I thought it was kind of weird that this is getting a new season and it's on Netflix exclusively on July 16th. I'm like, who the fuck is asking for this? But they're making a new season of Johnny Test. I'm not even joking. Next thing, like, why are you bringing that up?
Is it going to be made in,
Yes.
Yeah. Same engine.
Everything. Whip motion. So I was like, who's like craving for Johnny Test? But
because they wanted people to make fun of it again.
I have no fucking idea. It's still like going to have that weird episode where he transformed into a girl because it was in the trailer.
Or he had feelings for himself in another universe.
Plugging like a true narcissist, Johnny Test. That's not saying about
Joey and Johnny. Yeah, that was stupid.
That is. DC comic books did announce they're going to cancel their Batman/Superman cross series they're doing right now. I guess the storyline just run into a close and they don't want to continue with it. So it happens all the time in comics. There's always like news.
Yeah,
they've had a good issue.
It'll get picked up again later.
Yeah. You know what is getting picked up for a second
season?
Somebody
has an actual idea what to do.
Yeah, no shit.
I think them doing an event recently kind of fucked with their...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, those events always fuck with it because you literally have to write around about it and create whatever you were going to do. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because now they're trying to adapt into, like, the future... Yeah.
That's part of American comic books, I guess, culture. So. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, I understand that. Sonya Titania of the Evil is getting a second season.
I haven't seen the first, so I don't care.
Yeah, it's about little lowly Nazi girls.
What everybody loves.
Apparently, it's a popular show. It's getting a second season. I was like, is this what people like? Also getting a second season is the time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Not surprising.
I didn't watch that, but I know it's getting a second season.
It's fairly popular.
You know Grant Morrison wrote an Anthrax comic? Like the heavy metal band?
I did not
know that either, but that was part of that. What else I got up here? Still scrolling my notes. Yes, DC's getting a new super team. It's called the... What do they call it? Some unknown or something like that. It's going to be Justice League 64. It's going to have, like, Hawkman. Hawkman literally is making his own somewhat...
They're bringing Hawkman back, basically?
Yeah. The United, that's what they call it. They're going to be a new... He's going to have his own, like, somewhat Justice League team.
Okay.
And Batgirl gets to get a new costume.
I think Barbara recently... Is this...
It's still Barbara.
Oh, okay.
You want to see it? It's Barbara Gordon. Yes, sir. She's just getting a different design. A little different.
Oh, they're making her Batwoman again.
Yeah.
They just made her be Oracle again, and now they're going back
to fucking comics, Batgirl. Man. I didn't know she was Oracle again. I was Yeah.
With, like, a new, like, gear and everything, and, like, full outfit and everything. I think that was for the possible future thing, or what was it, 5G?
I am not surprised. So that's it for animation news. So I thought, like, because Nick brought it up last month, my bad, our topic, we talk about maids and butlers in cartoons and anime. How are we on time?
We're at 40 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good. This will be an hour podcast.
Yeah.
So, I guess I can just do what I do is, like, you know, shoot some off.
You know, talk about it briefly.
And, you know,
routine. Did you watch Black Butler?
No, I did not, because that show was gay as fuck. But yeah. It's
like,
not that there's nothing wrong with that, but I was like, no, this is not for me.
Like, that was something I was, like, recommended when I was younger, and I'm like, why? I just never really watched it.
Was it recommended by a cute girl that likes anime?
Probably.
I was like, because I know girls love that show.
Like, why do you want, like, it's fucking creepy, too, because it's like a pedophilic, like, relationship, isn't it?
Or is yeah, you're right. There's a, yes.
But a lot of yaoi's like that anyways.
Well, I mean,
there's, like, the young true. Person.
The women love that person. Shit. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, I feel like there's a double standard between that and, like, hentai's. Or yaoi.
I mean, you shouldn't have loli kind of shit.
That's true. Either. Okay, I didn't say lolis, though. Now you're specifying. Creepy. But it was like the whole yaoi thing and like the incest. And
I don't know why all the,
maybe we should move on.
Same-sex relationships in manga aren't usually depicted with people of the same age. It's usually somebody older than the other one, and it's supposed to be like a phase or something. I think that's probably changing a bit.
No, it's still through the years, or is it's probably still, a culture thing in Japan. I don't fucking know.
Or is it
know,
still
man.
Just as strong?
It's still just as strong, unfortunately. I had Maid Wars on here. It's about I actually have a copy of that. It's a manga about maids fighting. That's Maid Wars. That's pretty much all I can say about it. I put the at the very top. We can talk about all the time that Alfred was a badass in Batman comics.
Yes.
I was like, where he, you know, I don't think he's a better butler than the butler from Big O, but we kind of debated
it. Cyborg lady?
No, Norman Berg. From Big O, remember the guy with the eye patch and the fucking machine gun? I was like, I know we've seen Alfred with a shotgun.
I mean, he's a James Bond spy in a lot of adaptations.
Yeah, I know that. It's like, that's a joke. Ending. They will literally give anyone their own series or anything. When's the Alfred comic book coming out? Pretty soon, I'm probably a bit.
Probably around the same time the Alfred TV show comes out.
It's had already like a second season though, the Alfred TV show.
Has it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was
out. It's like on some weird streaming service called Epic with an X.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's been out for a while. It's called Pennyworth. Alfred Pennyworth. So, yeah. So we talk about him being that spy, actually spying on the onion. It's not really comics, but yeah. So it was like, Alfred. Talk about Black Buster. What was it? Before I was... there's also Jarvis from Avengers. Remember originally he was just a human?
Yeah.
And he was a butler.
Originally it was a...
And he's had some times where he saved the Avengers bacon. He's also had some times where he's fucked up. So, he's an interesting character.
A real, like, golden age character, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Those are the best comics, in my opinion. There's also, like, especially with Superman, because there's a lot of weird shit. Mm-hmm. They have, like, I'm going to get on a side note. But there's, like, you can buy, like, the whole Golden Age of Superman comics in the paperback.
Did you ever watch the Golden Age Superman, like...
The Fletcher cartoons?
Yeah, those were fucking glorious.
Animated, really, yeah. Where he just jumped instead of flies. I was like, because that's always the thing.
Or just the attention to animation. Like, the premise for the stories are really kind of, like...
They're loose. They're simple.
They're loose or simple or kind of dumb.
Yeah,
but the animation itself, if you're like really paying attention,
studios, man. Yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're fun to watch. So Alfred, we talk about, he is my master. I was an etchy comedy about sexy maids being masters.
No, Joe.
It's okay, Joe.
I know, it's sexist, but it's fine.
Yes.
Another subject of today.
Yeah, you're actually right. I didn't even think about that. There might be some...
A lot of these are...
Yes, we don't agree with these sexist undertones, but there's definitely a lot of them, even for males, and butlers and maids.
It's like, once you get older, you realize, like, the concept for most of these are pretty fucking lame.
Well, I did like He Is My Master.
I mean,
and
I was just
Alfred
saying...
They make Alfred a badass, and say, like, Norm Bergs from Big O.
I'm not talking about maids and stuff. I'm talking about, like, a lot of the, like, etchy stuff you, like, may have enjoyed when you were younger. You're like, oh, this is stupid once you're an adult.
Well, reading He Is My Master recently, and this is a thing a lot in the etchy comedies, where, like, you know, a bunch of... Especially in harems, a bunch of guys will be oblivious, and maybe that one headstrong, smart girl that's like, I'm not gonna lie, you know, I'm gonna check the main perf character in this place all the time.
Yeah.
So that's also a thing. So that's, I guess, kind of how, same thing with Maid Wars, kind of how it bounces out. You know, since like when Miro backhands Eustace is a dick, and he probably does deserve a backhand, but does that make it better? I don't know.
Or a divorce.
She's not gonna leave Eustace.
I know.
You know, that somehow something made her, like, you know, click to him.
I wish they'd show you what did that.
That would be a fucking amazing episode, but we're never gonna get that episode. I think Houston has his moments. I mean, he has a fucked up childhood, probably from his mother and his father.
Yes, but that doesn't excuse.
I know it doesn't excuse it, but that's kind of like Houston. He is a dick, especially the characters, but he does have his moments every now and then. So we just gotta get more of that.
We won't, because the series is over.
Yeah, I know. Well, he said he was going to make a new... They were going to bring back Courage with the original creator. Now there's crossover. I'm not too sure. Because, like, you've seen the CG pilot, right? The Mist of Courage. Have you not seen that?
I don't think so. I'll have to look it off. Yeah. We'll look it up afterwards.
But it was a CG pilot for Courage. And that's what he wanted to go. Because you remember, like, at the end of the Courage, they mainly did the CGI bow?
They're ramping up CGI stuff. Yeah,
so, but that just... They never continued with it. Courage was an interesting show.
It's getting cheaper.
Yeah. He also... Jimmy Neutron. It was like, he also had that show on Nickelodeon about the two cats that were chefs. That was the same dude. And then he had some other weird show for little kids. But it didn't seem like it was. It was like a very tribute, like Yo Gabba Gabba. But yeah. I've done some interviews.
Back to the maids and butlers.
Yes, back to the maids and butlers. Robert Rosie from the Jetsons. Beep, Robert.
like, I love Mr. Jetson.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see the edge? These are going to be a lot of edgy views, I just realized. Did you ever see Mouse? The edgy?
No. I'm thinking of Mouse. I think about the comic book about the Nazis.
Oh, that's with an A. Mouse. Yeah.
Mouse.
The Mouse, the edgy anime, M-O-U-S-E, was apparently this guy, he was a cat burglar called Mouse, and he had, like, you know, a sleeve of, like, cat burglars. Very similar to Cat's Eye, now that I think about it, which is another, like, stealthy all-girl female Charles Angels spy thing / thieves. But they were all just happened to be maids, and they'd help him on his little crimes, and he was supposed to be, like, the greatest, like, that thief. Mouse. And his nemesis was Wolf. Because I guess a wolf would eat a cow, a cat, a mouse. And he was, like, the bigger thief.
Not interested.
Okay. I was really into it at the time, but there was also Chainsaw Maid, which I would bet is pretty fucking baller. If I was to watch, like, I kind of like it more than Chainsaw Man. Kind of like Chainsaw Girl more. But don't need it. I just can't get past stuff with, like, Chainsaw Man. They give him that stupid fucking head. I know it's supposed to be, like, cool because he's, like, he's a chainsaw. But I just, like, find that, like, design kind of stupid sometimes. And then
I like the design. I know. So, I mean, it's, like, it's weird. Or, wait, is your problem with it, like, the chainsaw coming out the front?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to me sometimes. But
I just imagine it looking like, for me, it looks like a, like a medieval helmet, but instead of having, like, the shock of, like, hair or the shock of whatever on the back, yeah, it's just a fucking chainsaw instead, and it's coming out of his head.
But I like Chainsaw Maid, because it's literally a maid with a chainsaw, and she kills people. There's also Maid of the Dead, which was a maid that fights zombies. I think they're also by the same people. And there was Chainsaw Girl, but something different. There was Dragon's Maid, which
was just a... It's big dragon ladies with just slice of life shit going on.
There's a YouTuber online that was like, he fucking went in on Maid, like, how it's overrated, and he went and rewatched it, mm-hmm, and, like, it's not as popular as people are giving it credit for, because now that's getting apparently a new season,
mm-hmm,
by the Napa Studio, whatever, or Mappa, whatever. But, yeah, it was a show. Apparently there were maids in Steingate. Did you watch Steingate?
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Steingate?
I liked it. It's weird, like, time travel thing.
It is a weird time travel. And the guy was a Dr. Pepper fan, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just couldn't get into Steingate. But I knew people that, like Steingate. But I know there's maids in that, and there's all maid cafe culture and stuff. We've had a couple of those in Matsuri, which I'll be at. There was Blendess.
Don't know that one.
I don't know if it was maids. Maid Sama.
Nope.
There was the badass maid from Black Lagoon, Roberta. Remember, she was like the Catholic maid girl that rescued that boy and fought the main character from Black Lagoon. Did you watch Black Lagoon?
A couple of episodes.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because maybe like he's like, what the fuck is Black Lagoon?
I just talking remember about the girl with the denim shorts, the yeah, tank top, and mm-hmm, having scarections.
Yes. Yeah. There was a rumor they were gonna do it. They were trying like live action that as a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to get Zac Efron as that spy dude.
Hmm.
Which apparently he's like a secret anime fan. I say secret because I don't know. But
I don't think anime is pretty mainstream nowadays.
Now it is, but like no even then, I was like,
secret about it.
You're like, you know, a top list ace. Well, at the time he was. Now he's gets like a beast of celebrity. But like, you're like a big, good looking dude, and you watch anime. Ew.
Yeah.
The people, it's not, people still think that way, but it is becoming more mainstream. But there was Virgo in Fairy Tale, one of Lucy's maids.
Oh, right.
You know, she summons them with the keys and shit, yeah, and she was like one of them.
Very submissive.
Yes, then, very submissive. It was...
I was like, are you going to beat me, Master?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very... And then when they flip it...
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
In that one season that isn't canonical to the manga.
Yeah. It is not? Come on. Well, I did not know that.
Yeah, the keys all trying to portray her. No, that entire season was... Like, every other season in there wasn't canon to the comics, so the manga could get longer, so they wouldn't have to adapt bullshit.
So these next ones, so I'm going
to... Just a bunch of bullshit arcs in there. Kind of like, I think, Bleach did that, too.
Yeah, someone told me about that, Bleach. And I mean, they all do. Naruto's done that, too, and mm-hmm, then even One Piece. Because I forgot.
My friend's like, hey, if you really want to rewatch One Piece, you're going to skip this season, because then the rest is canon.
Because I remember like when they wrote Ace in the manga, he's just kind of there, you don't like, know who he is or even mm-hmm, his name. And it's just, he's like, every now and then, Luffy or him, like, oh, like, that's my brother. But then because he became such a popular character, they put him more into the anime. But apparently it happens a lot sometimes, like, stuff like that. But there's Rem from ReZero. We're gonna get some weird stuff, because...
Oh, because we weren't there already.
Yeah, I guess not. But anyway, I like the Love Live shows, Idolmasters. I'm an Idolmaster dude. So there was literally an episode called Love Live School Idol Project, where it's about girls. You're judging me, I know so much. I'm one of those guys who plays Tekken and watches Berserk and plays Idolmaster. I'm one of those guys.
Joe doesn't agree with you.
He does not. He's like... There's a maid's episode of K-On!, the maid episode of Lucky Star, the maid episode of Free.
Wait, did the guys dress up?
Yes, that's what I had to let us sink in for a second. Not butlers. They specifically got the swim team guys
dressed as maids.
Dressed as maids.
Okay.
That was that episode, people.
I'm going to have to fix that. There was a big spike when you laughed.
You don't have to fix it. Apparently, Tama was a maid in Gintama, the samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Gintama?
Gintama.
Is Gintama? Or okay, let's make sure. These are Japanese words, folks. I don't know what to say. And Hagana.
It was an entertaining show.
Was it? It's like one of the highest rated shows, well, until Demon Slayer kind of be thrown.
Yeah.
But it's still very popular.
It just goes back and forth. It's comedy for one season and like some story.
That is
comedy,
true.
Comedy, story, comedy, story.
That is true. I watched it, but I didn't get into it. But that is true. There was Steel Angel Kumura, which is about a pink girl robot. Pink girl robot maid. Yes. Let's make sure.
Okay.
There was also... I saw some of those, a lot of weird robot maids.
That's,
like, besides, yeah. Rosie. I like that one. And Makarataka, if I'm saying that right, which I'm probably not, which is about... Some with M. About a little robot maid girl.
Yeah, I don't understand why Japan likes maids so much.
I don't know. I mean, I like them too, visually, but... I don't know. I'm sorry, Joe. Joe's like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
We're missing a lot of made ones, but I'm just kind of going over it. There was Kato, the butler for Green Hornet. He was in comics. I thought Kato was pretty badass.
Yeah.
He was played by Bruce Lee in a live action TV show.
Yeah, that should have just been Kano.
Yeah, it was called that in Japan. Kato.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Hornet, he was pretty smart in the TV series.
Yeah, but the badass was fucking...
Oh, you're not even wrong. Kato was like...
They played that up in the movie.
Yeah,
that
they had. My uncle was kind of upset about that because he was a big Green Hornet fan. He liked Green Hornet.
Oh, right. I think he told me about this. He was upset that they played up...
Goofy. And I was like... Cause
it's like the reality of the situation is a white guy who couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
Well, without his gadgets.
No. Green Hornet... was still very resourceful. He's just not as badass as Kato.
Yeah.
I was like, you just can't... It's fucking Bruce Lee. Like, any kind of master. I was like, you can't, like... There's no way.
Yeah.
I was like, apparently, in Japan also, Star Trek is called the Mr. Sulu Show.
That doesn't... Okay.
They probably edit edits.
That's some heavy... You have to do some heavy edits for that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did. It's Japan, man. What a shock. there was Lurk from the Addams Family. He's kind of cool in the Addams Family CGI movie they recently made.
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty fun. It's if you have Prime, it's free on there.
I guess I can watch it there.
A second one's coming out.
Also, they're making another Hotel Transylvania. Actually,
we did talk about that. Yeah, and Adam Sandler's not. We did. Last podcast.
The trailer came out recently.
Yes,
it looks horrific.
And Adam Sandler's not coming back.
And you can tell it's not him. I don't think it's going to do as well.
You never know.
It just doesn't sound right.
I just don't know what fucking kids watch. That's the only reason I keep making them.
I guess.
You gotta remember, it's not for us.
You're right.
I was like, we will go watch it. Well, I watch... I mean, not that whole trilogy, but like, we will go watch animated family films.
If they're good.
Is this coming from the guy that watched that show on Netflix, the American show?
Hey, I watch garbage sometimes.
Yeah, I was like, this is coming from the guy that's watched Perfect. They watched on purpose. Halloween Hubby, and I didn't like
that. Oh, I did not.
You did watch that.
No, I was hanging out at my friend's house.
Oh, okay.
Decided, we're going to put garbage on TV. I'm like, okay, we're going to just make fun of it. And, like, you couldn't make fun of it because it's making fun of itself. So I'm like, this is too meta for me. I'm not really enjoying this. If you're aware of you being fucking shitty, then why are you shitty?
You know what another made a lot of people make fun of is Consuela. For an
Family Guy?
Yes. Technically, I know, Joe.
Yes.
There's a couple other maids, but I have...
He's not here.
I have no idea who the fuck they are, so I just... Apparently someone... There's a maid called Mosquito and Soul Eater. I didn't watch Soul Eater or read Soul Eater. There's some maids in Hunter x Hunter.
Wait, Mosquito... Mosquito's not a maid.
Is she not?
Mosquito, is she a butler? Mosquito's a dude.
So he's a butler.
Okay. He's got a big-ass head and a long-ass nose, and he's just a Mosquito. Butler. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't read this. There was also the maids and butler in Sonic X.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't remember them. All I remember is the grandpa. And
I remember.
No, I remember the maid. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it real quick.
The maid was a Hispanic woman.
Yes, like Consuela.
And the butler was an Asian man.
Yes. He was called Mr. Tanaka.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't have the name.
Grandfather was very tan in comparison to his grandchild.
He was very Rick and Morty-ish or Doc Mart from Back to the Future or even Einstein.
Yeah.
Whoever had the hairstyle first. And apparently there was also a butler in Banana Fish called Woo.
I haven't seen Banana Fish. I heard it's good, though.
I've heard that's...
And gay.
Yeah, I've heard that. I was like, Banana Fish is actually gay?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I've been...
Well, there's a love story in the background.
Is it? Oh, okay.
There's, like, the drama going on, and then, like, this relationship that's not going to happen because of the drama going on.
Well, the only good yaoi I'll ever save was MW by the guy that created Astro Boy, that dude. But it's, like, that's super... That's the darkest yaoi.
Is it a good... Okay, actually, is it good, or it's like, or is it, like... The tragic love story where they do that a lot and it's cliche.
It is kind of a tragic life. But it's like super dark. Because it's like, yeah.
It's like they're a gay couple and then one of them are going to die.
Yeah, as MW. But that's the only good one I've ever seen. I was like, because like it was like, Banana Fish is gay? I was like, I did not know what it was. I just know that it's like a crime drama and the love story is part of the background. But yeah. So I think that's pretty much it for this month. What's our time limit? Trying to make sure.
We're in an hour and a minute or two.
Yeah, I think we're good for today. But yeah, so you know, this has been the month's podcast. We talk about maids and butlers, and I talk about what we're going to talk about for next month. Don't end it yet, shit. Because, you know, always forget, you know, to donate if you feel free and you can listen to us on any platform. And we have I'll be at Compalooza and I'm at Sirius, so I'll have some plugs there.
You'll have stickers.
Yeah, but I'm also going to, like, have the panels and all.
Yeah, panels. You can go meet Dorian and talk to her soul.
In this case, I'm Pop Kid, because that's...
Pop Kid.
Because, like...
Whatever alias he chooses this time.
Because when I first created my two podcasts, I had, like, Negro Network, so I was like, okay, I just refer to Pop Kid, because I'll be the Pop Kid. And that's what they referred to me, apparently, at my panels. I link my podcast, which will be an episode or I've recorded that'll be uploaded in the next couple weeks. So we have a bonus episodes. That's why I was trying to get this out before that. If we did, so that's good. I'm trying to think if I'm leaving any other plugs. That's the only plugs I really have. So look forward for that, you know, and come to that if you're in the Houston area at Compalooza and in my Surrey. Yeah, I'll have a couple panels and you'll be on an audio podcast. So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty much it, unless Nick has anything else to say.
Sorry about Joe acting up.
I don't think he was that big of a deal.
I mean, he's a cute dog.
You know how we are. We don't have, well, a studio right now, but
yeah, we're in the future. We're discussing that after.
Yes.
We'll talk to y'all, or no, y'all listen to us later.
Bye.
I cannot talk to you. I was Nick. That was Soul. We're done.
Episode 44.
Episode 44.
Sick. The Soul and Nick Show.
Yep. Goodbye.